Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of the Private Officer Talk Radio Network. I'm your host and the founder and executive director of Private Officer International, Rick McCann. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It is a pleasure to have you with us again once today, Wednesday, the 24th of March, 2010. We are glad that you have joined us. If you are a first-time listener, we say hello and thank you for being on the air with us live from our studios here at Private Officer International. If you are a returning listener from wherever you might be around this great world that we live in, again, we say thanks for coming back, and we're glad to have you as well as a listener. Today, we have a lot of different topics to discuss and a lot of information coming across the news wires to share with you. If you are living, well, if you're living anywhere really around the world, you know probably by now that here in the U.S., some people is celebrating the Obama Healthcare Day, and some are not. We're not going to make this a political statement or a political show, but for the first time in the history of the United States, we have health care for anyone and just about everyone across the board. Whether you agree or don't agree, whether you think that it's a necessary step or an evil step, we have it. The headline in today's paper where I live said, Obama health care, law of the land. The only reason why I even bring it up here today on our show is that in some fashion, some way, some shape or form, this law, this new healthcare provision, will affect the security industry. It's a fact. Whether you're an owner or an employee, an hourly employee of a security agency, proprietary or contract, and you live in the United States, this law will affect you. It is a known fact, unfortunately, most private security personnel, especially those who work for a contract agency, have no insurance. They're not provided any type of assistance. In most cases, I'm not saying every case, there are some security agencies such as mine that do provide a level of insurance for their employees. My employees throughout the years have always had health insurance, medical assistance, prescription insurance, but not all security personnel have had this luxury, this benefit. So, as of yesterday, if you work in the security field and you're an hourly employee, and in some cases, if you're a manager and a salaried employee, you will benefit from this health care plan. Because as of now, here in the U.S., most employees who do not have insurance and who are normally considered to be mid-level, mid-income people will be covered. They will have to be covered by law, or their employers will be fined. Now, on the flip side of this coin, if you're an employer of a contract security agency or a proprietary security agency, this bill will hurt you in many cases. It's a financial burden. Coming up in about a week and a half from now, we're going to have a great show, a very, very excited about the upcoming show. I'm going to have a panel of security agency, contract agency owners on the show from both coasts, both the East and West Coast, owners who have small to mid-level security agencies. And one of the things that I will be discussing with them is the high cost and the rising cost of providing or trying to provide any type of benefits to employees. But today, if you are a security owner, a security company owner, this is one more cost that you legally must bear, whether you financially are able to or not. Whether or not you're going to be in a position, the government will not care. The president does not care. And now, the only way for a private security agency, a contract agency, or even a proprietary agency to do this, the only way that we will be able as employers to cover everyone with insurance and the level of insurance that will be required by law is to raise our rates. And if you're a contract agency and you're listening to me today, you understand. And this is one of the areas that we're going to talk in depth about on the upcoming contract security show. But the person or the people that really will bear the brunt of this will be the clients and the customers. And unfortunately, many, and this wasn't considered, and if it was, it wasn't discussed, but many, and this is not a prediction, this is a guarantee, many security agencies, mom and pops, who have 5, 10, 20 people that work for them, will be closing up. They will be out of business. They will be unemployed because they will not be able to bear the brunt of the cost. And even by raising rates in some low-rate areas, most clients will not raise rates. They will not, the security industry is very competitive, if you're not aware of it already. And we will go further into this when I have the panel of security owners on. I really am looking forward to that, having owned a security company for a considerable amount of time myself. I know, and you will probably be shocked when we tell you the percentage of overhead in running a security agency the legal and right way. Now, there are a lot of fly-by-nights who, you know, unfortunately, they don't run it the right way, and we'll be talking about that as well. But anyways, so that's the big news going on here in the U.S. of A, whether it's a good thing or not. I guess we'll find out as time goes on. Well, if you'd like to email me today while we're on the air about anything, and please, don't send me a bunch of political emails. This is not a political show. It was not a political statement. It was a statement of fact that it will affect the security industry for the good and for the bad. But if you want to email me while I'm on the air, or even if you're listening later on, tonight, tomorrow, next week, on demand as a podcast, you can email me at radio@privateofficer.com. radio@privateofficer.com. You know, at that email, you can also send us, as numerous of you do, you can send us news articles, things that might be happening in your area. We do staff a department that is constantly looking, constantly monitoring the news worldwide that relates to security and law enforcement, and we are constantly getting press releases and PR statements from law enforcement, from many different avenues and media sources. But if you have an item in your area that you want us to be aware of, please send it to us. In fact, this morning, an email was sent to us in the early morning hours of today alerting us to an officer down report, which we did not catch because it was not in the media. There was a report of an accident And we're going to bring up the person's name shortly. But so send us, you can submit news to us that's happening in your area. You can also send us training events that might be happening in your business. Your employer may be having some training for security. It may be an open event or not. Send us promotion information. If you or your coworker or someone you know has been promoted or given an award for something, by all means, send it to us. We will make a public announcement at no cost. It will be free. And all you have to do is email it. You can email it to radio@privateofficer.com or adminassist@privateofficer.com. The appropriate people will get the email. It's very important that people are made aware of what's going on in the private security industry. So by all means, send it to us. And we'll broadcast that information not only through our radio broadcast, but our news blogs, which have about 80 to 150,000 hits monthly and growing every day. And if it's a significant announcement, or if you would like for us to broadcast it through our email database alerts, we will do that as well. Well, today we want to recognize those of you who are having birthdays, as we do about this time every show. But unfortunately, we have no announcements. No one is having a birthday anywhere around the world. Today, no one was born. That's hard to believe. If you're having a birthday, if your relative's having a birthday, if a friend's having a birthday, if your coworker's having a birthday and you'd like for them to be announced, just email their name, how old they're going to be, and what day is their birthday to radio@privateofficer.com, and we will get that information on the air. We want to recognize today a couple of more graduates here of the Private Officer International courses and certifications through the Public Safety Training Institute. Sandra Williams, who lives in Colorado Springs, has completed her certification in church security, and we congratulate her. It is a wonderful course if you are about to start up a security team, or if you currently have a security team and you are looking for additional training. We have an excellent course. There are about 13 modules in the introduction and another 8 in the follow-up additional training that you can take. And it's very substantial and in-depth, and it's an excellent security course for church security team members. So if you're interested, you can definitely contact the training division at privateofficer.com. Also, Martin Towers, and he is from one of our favorite cities we talk a lot about here on the program, and that's Memphis, Tennessee. Martin has also completed his certification, a dual course, actually. He has just completed certification in the church security officer, and he's also a certified asset protection professional. As I allude to and come out and tell you every show, training will equate to money, promotions, life-saving techniques and skills that's going to assist you from now until the end of your career or until the end of your employment in the security field. It doesn't matter if you're a plumber, electrician, a firefighter, a teacher, it doesn't matter what type of position you have, there's always going to be some additional training necessary. And especially if you are one of the millions now going into a new field for the first time, if your company has closed down and you've had to go into the security field, if you are changing careers, you need the additional training. And we have over 40 individual topics that you can take online. We also have 10 certifications, and we are building some more courses right now. We'll be talking about that in an upcoming show. So contact the training division at privateofficer.com. Tell them what you're interested in. They will get you going. But congratulations to Sandra Williams and Martin Towers. Excellent, excellent that you guys completed that training, and we hope that you use it, and we hope to be hearing from you again soon. Well, we are very excited here at Private Officer International, and me specifically, I am very excited about the upcoming shows that we have lined up over the next 3 weeks. As I was telling you about in the top of the show, we have a panel of private security agency owners that will be on the show in about a week and a half to 2 weeks. We're still putting together all the times and dates and getting everybody on the same schedule. It's very hard to do when you are a business owner. But I'm excited about this because we have owners of small to mid-sized security agencies from the West Coast, East Coast, and the Northeast part of the U.S. that will be on the show. If you are listening and you are a security company owner in another part of the world, if you're in England or Canada, if my friends in England, Australia are listening today, and you would like to partake and be part of the panel, I'd love to have you on. Send me an email. You have my email address, or just email me at radio@privateofficer.com. The more the merrier. But I'm excited about this show because I think a lot of people, especially those who are hourly employees, have a misconception of why they're paid the way that they are and why the benefits are the way that they are. And a lot of employees and even clients think that private security agencies are making a ton of money. And that is the case when you are the upper echelon and you are a multi-million dollar, billion dollar corporation. And we'll go further into that in our upcoming show. But this is going to be an exciting time. You will not want to miss this, especially if you work in the private security industry or you are thinking of starting an agency. Also, in the upcoming show, we will be doing the retail security and mall security show, which is also a very hot topic right now because it is a growing area of the security industry. If you work in a shopping mall or you are a loss prevention agent and you would like to also be part of the show, email me at radio@privateofficer.com. We will put you on the panel, and we would love to talk with you. We have a great show, which we had to reschedule because our guest was not going to be available, but the nightclub security show, which is very intense. It will deal with a lot of things that will probably be surprising and amazing to you, will be coming up in a week and a half also, and you will not want to miss that show. We have a lot of interesting topics coming up on our programs. If you are a instructor, a security director, a security manager, you work in a particular area of the industry, and you want to be part of the show, or you have a topic that you would like for us to discuss, please send it to me at radio@privateofficer.com. I will personally get back to you, and we will arrange that. We will make it happen. I love guests. I love to hear different perspectives from different people in different areas on the topic of private security because this is my career. This is what I've been doing all my life, law enforcement and security, EMS and firefighting, public safety. If you're anything in that involved in any of those areas, I'd love to talk with you. Email me. I love when people email me from different parts of the country, different parts of the world, and let me know what's going on in their area. Or they send me a picture of something that's happened to them or an incident that happened at their employment. There's just so much going on, and you can learn a lot. You really can from other people in the same profession. So if you're out there and you want to email me a picture, some information, a newspaper article, man, send it on. Radio@privateofficer.com. Would love to hear from you. Talking about emails, well, we just got a couple to share with you today. Dan, who is in the Houston area of Texas, he's the owner. He's an instructor from TAP 3X. LLC, which he's an experienced, one of those professional experienced people in the industry that you want to know. And he emailed after the show on Sunday, said another great show, and he will be one of our guests in an upcoming show soon. Sam Cohn. Sam emailed, don't know where he is, but he said he enjoyed the program. He's glad that he joined the association. And Sam, we're glad that you did too. We're glad that you are listening. Tell your friends about us, because there's a lot of great information being shared on this talk radio program. It is designed to share information, to train people, and just to network. And we're glad that you're listening. Speaking of networking and sharing, good segue right into this. If you haven't already heard, if you didn't get the email, by the way, if you want to be on the email list, send us an email at adminassist or at radio@privateofficer.com. radio@privateofficer.com will get it. If you want to be on the email blast, we will send you emails anytime a security officer is injured or killed in the line of duty, whenever there's something special going on or a newsworthy item or special training or something happening here at Private Officer. We will definitely let you know. Just give us your email address and we'll put that in the system. But if you haven't already heard, we have a great project in the works right now to benefit the Memorial Benevolent Fund for Private Officers. Security in Motion is a brand new book being compiled here at Private Officer, and it will give you a chance to become an instant author, because we are taking a lot of different stories, a lot of different perspectives from private security around the world, not just here in the U.S., but from around the world, of incidents or situations that they have been involved in. In some cases, it's been very serious. In other cases, it's been a laughable situation, a crazy situation. You know, so much goes on, just like law enforcement officers. They can tell you story after story after story. Firefighters, the same way. And private security people are involved in so many different avenues, so many different aspects of life all around the country. We do a lot of similar things, but there are a lot of things that are one-time incidents, one-time situations, and some of them are very laughable and very funny, and we'd like for you to email us a couple of those stories, and we will make it part of our book, Security in Motion, which will be published in the fall of this year, we hope. It'll be available at the Amazon and several other bookstores, and just for participating, we will send you a free copy of the book and also a plaque. All proceeds that we make from this book are going directly to the Memorial Benevolent Fund, which provides financial assistance to security officers injured or killed in the line of duty. We can only provide the level of assistance as the funds are available. And unfortunately, folks, there are a lot of people who work in this industry who are killed every year. Somewhere between 70 and some years, 100. Thousands, and I do mean thousands, more are injured every year. Right here in the U.S., thousands more around the world, but we're talking about right here in the U.S., are injured, seriously injured, and out of work and cannot collect unemployment. They may collect workers' comp if their employer had it. But if you've ever been on workers' comp, compensation we're talking about, you know it only pays 60, 65%. So if you are a security officer making $10 an hour and you are injured in the line of duty and you're making 65%, that means your pay just went down to $6.50. And you know you weren't making it at $10 an hour, and you're definitely not going to be able to support yourself and your family at $6.50 an hour. So we want to assist as many people as possible. And we need your help in doing that. If you'd like to donate straight out of your pocket, you may do that. Go to our website, privateofficer.com, click on the Memorial Fund page, and you may donate. If you would like to donate by being a participant, a contributor, here at this project that we're doing, the Security in Motion book. All you have to do is write up some things that has happened to you or friends, coworkers, relatives in the security industry. Send it to us. We will include it in the upcoming book. And again, all proceeds will go to the Memorial Fund. We're really happy with the progress that we're making on various projects going on here at Private Officer. The Hall of Fame press release sent to you, many of you have received it. Those who have not, you can go to our website. But the Hall of Fame, everyone has the Hall of Fame. And recently, we came to the conclusion that it was time to have a true Hall of Fame for private security. If you know of anyone who should be considered for this prestigious induction, someone who has made a lifelong career in private security, someone who's been involved in a heroic act of valor, somebody who is an example of service within the private security industry, please submit their name, their position, the reason why you're submitting that information, the dates of any incidents that may have been involved. Also, your name, phone number, and email address. All chosen inductees will be announced on April 25th of this year. The closing date for submissions is April 20th, so you must get those names in as soon as possible. Also, April 25th, we will be announcing the quarterly awards, which we have quite a few considerations here so far. If you would like to self-submit your name because you think you have done something substantial, you've gone above and beyond the required, you are done something heroic, or you're just a great all-around employee that your company cannot do without, you can toot your own horn. Just send us an email at adminassist@privateofficer.com. Also, they will be announced April the 25th, so you must have your email submission into us by April the 20th. We have a lot going on April the 25th. We have a bigger item to announce on April the 25th that we haven't even talked about yet, and we're not going to until it's almost that time. Almost like telling a child, I got something for you, but I'm not going to tell you right now. You will not want to miss the show on April 25th. Let me just tell you that right now. Okay, if you would like to follow us on the web, you can do that. We are all over the internet and getting bigger every day. Our presence is growing there. You can follow us at privateofficer.ning.com. That is a forum website for private security personnel from all over the world. You can network with them. You can join in on more than 600 discussions. You can check out the videos and photos and put your two cents there. PrivateOfficer.ning.com. It is for private security, law enforcement all around the world. We have members from numerous countries, and we'd like for you to join. So just go there. It is free. So tell your coworkers, invite your friends, and we'll see you there. You can also join us on Facebook. Facebook.com/privateofficer.com. If you are a Facebook person, we are there. Twitter, follow us. We tweet 3 or 4 times a week. Twitter.com/privateofficer. Twitter@privateofficer. And we will tweet to you sometime this week. If you want to read our updated news articles, which are, they're like lickety split, hot off the press. We are on that 24/7, 365, we've got that news out there. Join us at Private Officer News at WordPress.com. You can also follow us if you're interested in world security news at private off at world security news at private at WordPress.com. It's private officer news from around the world. World security news at WordPress.com. Okay. Now that we've got those things out of the way, a couple other things to tell you about. As you may or may not be aware, we have a website that will be up soon. You will be able to post information about wanted persons in your area. If you are in loss prevention and you've had some shoplifting in your store or other chains in the area, you can put up the information. You can post their picture, their video, whatever you like. You can also tell us something that's happening from the news. And this will be a place for security officers to exchange information on wanted suspects. If you are interested in becoming a part of your area chapter, we are opening area chapters throughout the country here in the coming months, very shortly, you can do so. We're going to have another conference call about this next week. If you would like to become the area chapter manager, email us at adminassist@privateofficer.com. We will have a conference call next week, and there will be an email sent out to everyone. And, you know, there's a lot of great things about having an area chapter: networking, training, communications. It's going to be a lot of fun. You probably don't want to be missing out on being a member if there's a chapter in your area. If you want a chapter to be in your area, just email us here at privateofficer.com. Well, we've got a lot to talk to you about in the news today. A lot to talk to you about. Unfortunately, we do have an officer down. Line of duty death is announced today. This is one of the sadder parts of this job. A Auburn, Washington, or Bremerton, Washington area security officer was killed yesterday morning in a vehicle accident on Highway 167. He swerved into a parked semi truck, a tractor trailer that was parked on the shoulder. Washington State Patrol tell us that Ken Balakoff was killed. K-I-N, last name B-E-L-I-A-K-O-F-F. He leaves behind a wife and two kids. He was 29 years old. And our information, our news department has told us that he worked for the Washington Merchant Patrol. If you're out in Washington State today, we'd like for you to reach out to that family. Contact Washington Merchant Patrol. I believe that they are in Federal Way, Washington. We also are reaching out to them. Offer condolences, and if you're available, attend the funeral, please, in the name of Private Officer. Also, in Washington State, we have another officer down. This is a law enforcement officer who, in Federal Way, also in the same area as this private security officer who was killed. He was responded to a shooting call, was part of a perimeter. When everything was all said and done, police found him dead in his car. He was 34 years old. He died of a heart attack. No one knows why these things happen to people so young, but they do. In Sunbury, Pennsylvania, a police officer has committed murder. He killed his wife, and then he committed suicide. Police in Pennsylvania confirmed today that Corporal Michael Miller killed his wife, Robin, and then shot himself in the head. This town is just outside of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Just a terrible, terrible tragedy. In Victorville, California, police say a security officer at Karma Nightlife was shot by unknown people. Police say that the security officer went to investigate several people who were sitting in a vehicle, and they shot him. He will be all right. At this time, he is listed as fair in the hospital. A couple of very brutal assaults on security officers to tell you about. In Fresno, California, a Fresno security officer, is in serious condition. While he was on duty in the parking lot of a Walmart store, two men, armed men, approached a 60-year-old security officer who police are not going to identify and pistol-whipped him and attempted to carjack him. Police say the suspect beat him about the head and face, causing serious injury. He did not give up the keys to his vehicle, but police were able to apprehend the two suspects. So thank goodness for that. They are in custody, and the security officer is expected to make it. But you never know. You're walking through the parking lot of Walmart on duty, and all of a sudden, you're carjacked. San Jose, California. It seems like California is really a hotbed of danger for security this week anyways. Another 59-year-old security officer is in critical condition. He was on patrol at a San Jose high school over the weekend. Police say that he notified his dispatcher via a cell phone that he was going to get out and check a group of men, people who were loitering on the campus at around 9:30 p.m. Police say that the dispatcher didn't hear back from him. They sent the police, and they found the security officer laid out on the ground in very bad, life-threatening condition. In fact, we're trying to learn his status right now. Our sources have told us that he is in very, very serious condition, and we hope him a speedy recovery, and we hope that the suspects are caught. I understand that the San Jose area police agencies are actively searching for the suspects, and they have made it a priority, and we're thankful for that. In Mesa, Arizona, a nightclub security officer was injured. He was assaulted by a patron with a beer bottle across his head. He sustained some injuries. Police did make a couple of arrests in that case, charging the suspects with aggravated assault. As you can see, I mean, week after week, show after show, we tell you about the people in security who are injured and killed in the line of duty. This is no laughing matter. This is no joke. I know a lot of people think that guards and security agents just don't do anything, but that's not the case. Read the news. Contact me. I've got a whole file of names of those killed in the line of duty and those injured in the line of duty. You'd be surprised. A couple of weird and bizarre cases to tell you about. In Placerville, California, or Placerville, California. Again, this is out of California today. Two people involved in a road rage, it looks like, were driving down a road for 15 miles. They were yelling and hand gestures and, you know, following each other bumper to bumper. And all of a sudden, they crashed into a fence. And police say one of the drivers, 36-year-old Jensen Kohutic, grabbed a handgun from his vehicle and shot and killed Jack Eugene Larson. Police say he then, the driver who shot the other driver, he then committed suicide right there on the freeway, right there on the road. Just a very sad, bizarre kind of situation, murder-suicide. All because of some poor driving. It's just, it's not worth it. That's why in this day and age, you really have to be very careful on the road, who you look at, who you talk to, who you use hand gestures with, because people, you know, it's not like it was years ago. People will shoot and kill you without even thinking about it. You know, it's very dangerous out there. In Atlanta, Georgia here, another very strange story this week. A lady was found by several people out walking in the southwest area of the city, dismembered. Yeah, it's gross, but someone cut her apart, legs, arms, torso, and tossed her about a neighborhood like garbage. Police brought in cadaver dogs to recover the remaining parts of the woman. No suspect. No identification of the woman. It's a mystery. Not something that you would expect in the early afternoon hours here in Atlanta, but it does happen. It's just, you know, it's the world that we're living in. I told you a story about a story. In fact, I gave a bolo out, a Be on the Lookout last week. Two people in Alabama, lower Alabama, and the North Florida area, Panhandle area of Florida, were robbing banks left and right. A woman and a guy, Bonnie and Clyde, as they were being called. Well, their days of robbing banks are over for now, because police say someone on MySpace noticed their pictures, noticed the suspect's pictures on MySpace, notified police. Jerry Hover, 30 years old, and 30-year-old Rihanna Marie Jones of Fort Walton, Florida, has been arrested for multiple bank robberies. All because a citizen noticed their pictures on MySpace. Hey, let me tell you, friends, if you're out committing crimes, if you're a burglar, if you're a robber, if you're a drug dope seller, don't put your face on MySpace, on Facebook, on any of the other social networks, because all you're doing is broadcasting to millions of people. And sooner or later, someone is going to point you out. Someone's going to come across your picture. No less probability than if they were watching America's Most Wanted here in the U.S. Your photo is on a public website. Someone's going to notice sooner or later. Couple other real quick news items coming up here. A burglary suspect in Boca Raton, Florida. Very nice area. In South Florida, was arrested at the Piercing Pagoda at the Town Center Mall in Boca Raton because a private mall security officer spotted him burglarizing the location early Sunday morning, notified police who surrounded the mall, security, and the police officers arrested Greg Vermont. And guess what? He had a record. No news flash there to me. He's been charged with burglary, grand theft, aggravated assault on a law enforcement officer, resisting arrest with violence. He's incarcerated waiting for trial right now. Good job, mall security officer. We will notify your employer and we will submit you for an award. Also this week, in the last few days in the news, has been a big article here in the U.S. in the USA Today newspaper, as well as internet, circulating about funeral escorts. We've known, because we've done this in our agency, our business, that many police departments, especially now with budget cuts, are doing away with escorting funerals. Unless you're a dignitary, a politician, or somebody very important, high and mighty, or someone with lots of money, many police agencies have decided to not escort funerals from the funeral home to the cemetery. Many private security agencies, especially in the Southeast, have taken over those duties within the last 5 years. It's a profitable type of business. I'll be bringing that up in our show coming up with the security owner panel. But it is a profitable area for security, but it's also a high liability because of the risk of accidents. You're out there leading a procession, stopping traffic. Some people may obey your commands, others may not. But we'll talk about that coming up. But this has been a pretty hot news topic item for months, maybe even a couple of years here in the U.S. because of the budget cuts, the shortage of manpower within the police department. So many are doing away. Some are charging $250 or more per procession. And, you know, it's just a sign of the times. We talked about in our last show an article that I wrote for the blog about police departments charging for all sorts of things, including investigating accidents on private property or coming out to an accident and investigating an accident that you caused, some departments, I've named a half a dozen, are charging you if you caused the accident. That's kind of hard to swallow, especially if you live in the town and you're a taxpayer and you're already paying for law enforcement to be out there. But that's another, story. That's another show to do. That's going to wrap up the news this week here at Private Officer, at least today. We have a lot of news that we explore, lots of items that come in every day. If you would like to submit a news item from any place around the world that has anything to do with police, security, our profession, just email it to adminassist@privateofficer.com. We will be glad to put that into our news blogs and announce it here on the radio program if it is newsworthy. Today, we're going to wrap up the show with a couple of follow-ups to our program that we did Sunday on progressing in the private security industry. Many people, those inside the industry and those who look at this from the outside and shake their heads, many with disgust, disbelief, many who have nothing but bad things to say about the security industry and their people. But as I was discussing on Sunday with you, there is and there will be, from now until the end of time, I'm sure, career opportunities in the private security area. In this arena, in this industry, private security is growing leaps and bounds. How can you take advantage of it? How can you get your situation, your financial situation, to where you want it to be and not give up this position or this career? If you missed out on Sunday's show, if you didn't listen, I urge you to listen to the podcast, to the on-demand section. It's available to you right now, right here, anytime you are. Just click on it. There's some information there. There's some ideas about the profession, maybe some positions that you weren't aware of that are available in the private security industry. If you are looking at starting your own security agency, or if you have a security agency, the information in that last radio program will give you some ideas of how to expand your services beyond the normal, how to think outside of the box, so to speak. There's a lot more to the security industry than just being a guard or being a mobile patrol officer or being a loss prevention agent. There's a lot more that this industry can offer you. And with that comes higher pay. As I stated last week on Sunday, the security industry is listed. It's ranked in the 8th fastest growing type job in the country, the 8th, and the 6th fastest growing type profession in the world. So if you think that there's no opportunity in private security for you, you're wrong. But as we stated in the previous show, you must do what it takes to progress in this field, as with any field. It doesn't matter if you want to be in the food industry, the hotel industry, the travel industry, or you want to be a doctor. There are certain steps, certain things that you must do to accomplish your goals. It just doesn't happen overnight. It just doesn't happen because you snap your fingers. You have an opportunity, if you like this business, if you want to make a career out of it, you have to have training. You must, and you have to recognize this, you must have the education, the training, the knowledge. You must go through the proper channels and steps to get the necessary education. There's a lot more to this business than there used to be. It's not like 50 years ago when you just, went into a guard shack and slept half the night. Maybe you still do, but there's a lot more opportunity, a lot more out there for you if you want to stay in this industry. But you've got to get the education. You've got to get the training. You can do that through private officer. You can do that through taking some community college courses in criminal justice. You can do that through the Department of Homeland Security. They offer some courses, and I'll be glad to share that with you. Send me an email at radio@privateofficer.com. You must have the experience to progress. You can't, in a couple of days, think that you're going to be the director of loss prevention for Macy's International. You can't think that you're going to be Bill Gates' bodyguard tomorrow. You don't. There's just no way that you could fathom, that you could believe, that you could even come up with the thought that you might be the head of the mall security if you've only just started your security experience last week or last month and you have very little experience and no education in this field. So you've got to, you know, kind of look at your options, and you've got to focus what you want to do in this particular industry. There are many avenues to take. Also, I want to talk to you a minute about professionalism. As I said on Sunday's show, you can't badmouth the industry if you're an hourly employee or even management, and then talk about, on the other side of your mouth, talk about how you just want a better paying job in security. You know, it just doesn't work like that. Look professional, talk professional, act professional, be professional. It just works like that. It's just easy. And that has to do with any type of career that you're involved in. It doesn't matter. I also want to point your attention today to the fact that many people get lost. Many people get lost along the way because they don't have the right skill. They don't have the right motivation. They don't have the right instructors, managers. They don't have the right people helping them along the way. And that's what we're here for. That's what Private Officer is all about. That's what we originated for. We started this association, this organization, to help people. And we have accomplished that, and we're thankful for that. If you'd like to know more about this industry, if you want to know how to progress in it, email me, radio@privateofficer.com. Go to our website, privateofficer.com. Look around. Become a member. Go out and get some additional training. Get some certificates. It's important. I can show you how to develop a career in this industry if you want to stay in the private security field. And it's not just me. There are many people who can mentor you. Many people. Just look around and ask the right people. Don't ask someone who has no experience. Don't ask a person. Don't ask your coworker who's also an hourly employee making $8 an hour, who's never been in management, has no college degree, no real firm experience in this industry. Hey, how do I make $50,000 working in security? Can you tell me? He won't be able to tell you. He won't be able to tell you because he hasn't done it himself. Ask the right people. If your manager, if your director, if your owner of the security company won't do it, get together with some others in the area. Maybe it's time to choose a different company. That's what's so great about the area chapters that we're putting together. This will be an opportunity for you to network with a lot of private security professionals from all walks of life, from all areas of the security industry, with all sorts of knowledge, experience, background, training. You'll be able to network with these guys, and they'll be able to help you on the road to success in this field, in this career. It's important, folks, to ask the right people the right questions. Don't ask your neighbor how to be a millionaire if they're living, you know, in a small house on Social Security. They're not going to be able to direct you in the right path because they haven't accomplished it themselves. Ask the person who has done that been there, has the experience, has the knowledge, has the training, has the degree, the certifications, who's accomplished the goals that you want to accomplish. They will put you on the right path. They will direct you in the right direction. And it doesn't matter if it's security, doesn't matter if it's retail, education, it doesn't matter what the profession, ask the right people. I was telling someone just earlier before the program, you know, you can't ask someone to help you to accomplish something that they haven't accomplished themselves. Book smart just isn't going to get it. Wanting it just isn't going to help you. You have to ask the right people. So it's important that you set your goal, have a vision, get the experience, get the knowledge, get the training, get the certifications, make plans. There are so many opportunities in this field, you know, if you want to stay in private security. And if you don't, I understand, good luck to you. But I'm telling you now that many people have left their industry, including police chiefs, to come over to private security, not because there's no opportunity, not because they can't get paid, not because they're losers. No, they came over because they know, they see the vision, they see the opportunity, they know the money is there, the opportunity is there, the career advancement is there, and it's there for you and your coworker and the security officer in Guam or Puerto Rico or Brazil or Italy or the U.S. The opportunity is here. The eighth fastest growing type of business in America, the sixth fastest growing type of industry in the world. Think about it. If you'd like more assistance in your career opportunities, you can write us, radio@privateofficer.com. If you would like more training, go to our website, privateofficer.com. We have lots of training. If we don't have it there, we will have our instructors put together a course for you. Go to the area colleges. Take some free courses being available at various Homeland Security and you know different agencies. Become involved in this industry, and you will succeed. Also, before we close out the show today, I did want to make a mention we are hiring ourselves. If you are interested in some work, part-time or full-time, we are hiring for area marketing managers. Those positions basically are entailing marketing, advertising, and media services. We're also hiring for instructors, one, instructor one and instructor two, on a part-time or as-needed basis. Those instructors may be employed or deployed regionally in upcoming seminars or in our online school. If you're interested in any of those positions, send us an email or a resume at adminassist@privateofficer.com. Well, that's about all the time that we have today. Our show is already gone. It's hard to believe how fast the time does go by here. It just, it's amazing. It really is. We hope that you have enjoyed the show. We hope that you have gotten something out of it. The upcoming shows in the next few weeks, we're going to have a lot of guests on. If you want to be a guest, send us an email, radio@privateofficer.com. We'd love to have you. Send us an email if you'd like to update us on any news happening in your area. Just radio@privateofficer.com. Well, for now, we're going to bid you adieu one more time. We hope that you have a great remaining week. Be safe in all that you do. Be blessed in all that you do. If you need our assistance, just let us know. Until the next time we see you on the radio, God bless and take care.